Welcome to Keeping It 99 Localizing. My name is Eagle, and today we're talking to Seth from MHIORadio.com. He's going to be picking your badass band of the day. It's an awesome thing what he's doing over there, man. I'm very excited to have him on today. Very excited to talk to somebody who knows their S, their effing S. That means fucking shit. He knows his F and S when it comes to the local scene. The guy's probably booked 1 to 8,000 bands, I would say. And he's got such a love for the music that comes out of here. I think, you know, if you're looking at Cleveland bands, Akron bands, Kent bands, there's so many that are coming out. I mean, Cleveland produces more heavy metal bands than any other city in the country. Fact. I can hear my kids. We're making breakfast right now. Cleveland produces more bands than any other one. Akron produces the 17th. I mean, seriously, 17th in the entire country as far as the mass amount of heavy metal bands that are coming out of the city. You put those together, and it's just like, holy shit. And then you throw in things like what? Like Kent or Ravenna. Or Streetsboro. Is that all the same to me? It's always been the same. No, it's not the same. Okay. That's a lot of effing bands. Now, yeah, I mean, yeah, there are some shitty bands. Have you seen shitty bands before? They are terrible. They're the worst. But there's some damn gems. And today, Seth's going to be picking a gem for us. I'm very excited to finally talk to the dude, have him on. Going to be doing it again for sure. For sure, and hopefully in a longer capacity one day. Maybe when this whole thing breaks down, he can come sit in the back of the car, and we can do a wild, wacky Grant Eagle podcast with Seth. Well, let's give him a call. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are healthy. Hope you guys are ready to rock out to a badass band of the day. All right, yeah. All right, I'm done. I'm done rambling. I'm sorry. I'm gonna call Seth. Let's go,
ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland. It's time for Keeping It 99.
Hey, Seth, what's going on, my man?
You?
You know, just trying to stay sane in quarantine and such.
Like we all are.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for taking the call today. We've been doing this thing on the daily where we're talking to people about their favorite Northeast Ohio metal bands or a band that they think that people should be checking out. And I wanted to talk to you because you're definitely one of those guys who has their finger on the pulse. On the local scene, for people that don't know, you're the guy behind MHIO Radio, Metalheads in Ohio. You've booked, I mean, dozens of fucking shows at this point, I'm assuming. And
oh yeah.
And so I figured, I was like, man, this is a guy that I'm sure if there's a band out there that people need to hear, You're the kind of dude that I would want to get that kind of insight from. So that's exactly what we're doing today.
I appreciate that,
man. So what do you got up on deck? What is it that I'm going to be playing today?
You're going to be playing a couple of great guys. It's actually a trio from Cleveland called City of the Dead. They are like space rock, a little doomy. I don't want to say fluff psychedelic, but they are trippy. I saw these guys for the first time, it was, believe it or not, 2 years ago. It doesn't feel like 2 years ago. At Annabelle's, when I had some friends that were with My Life's Burden at the time, a couple of guys from in Malum, and they were opening. It was actually a Black to Sun headline show at Annabelle's. So it was kind of like a very different lineup for City of the Dead. And they were brand spanking new. They hadn't played out much. And actually, they didn't have many. So I think they played one original song and the rest was covered. Like Tool and Sabbath and a couple others, but what was cool about their covers is it wasn't the cheesy, normal covers you usually hear. They did it in their tone and in their way, and it sounded badass. And people were like turning heads, like, "Man, these guys are pretty good." after that show, I didn't really hear from them again for a while. And then I happened to bump into their music on a Bandcamp. I was searching something. And I was like, oh, these guys, they came out with, like, original stuff, so I want to hear it. And I heard it, and I was blown. I was like, dude, these guys turned out to put together a great disc. And I had them actually open a show for me in November. And then I saw them again actually recently on Annabelle. And that's the thing about these guys particularly. Their album out now, they were actually making new music too. But their album out now, it's good. Them live is even better. It just sounds good. Like every time, no matter how big or small the crowd is, they're on stage, they're turning head. They're catching people's attention because they are that good live. But, like, nobody ever talks about them. Nobody, like, they're just trying to get their name out there. I mean, they're just busy guys like you and me, mm-hmm. just doing the music for the fun of it. And it's like, you know what? When you hit me up, that was the first band that came to mind because I was like, Eric's audience like this kind of thing. Eric's friends should be playing shows with these guys. So maybe if I throw this out there, you know, they can write the name down, jot it down somewhere, and we can see these guys back in Akron a couple more times. Because, again, they're from Cleveland. They actually only play out in Cleveland, they tell.
Yeah, when you sent me the stuff this morning, and I went and I ended up listening to the entire record. And I was just like, damn, I was like, where, how have I been sleeping on these guys?
How should I say it? Like, I don't know them too well personally yet. They've done a show for it. They're great guys, but all three of them are. They really are. And I know they've played in Buzzbin before, which is another perfect venue for them. But they just haven't played a lot in our area. They've been fortunate when they've played in Akron. It's been on good days where the crowd, the people showed up. So they're like, man, it's booming in Akron. I said, yeah, you got the good weather days both times because it's usually cold when they come out and play, at least the days of the year, not them specifically. And so they always play down the good days. And, again, when they hit the stage and they start playing, they get noticed. And it's no, they're just a good band. That's just it. They're just very good, underrated, and they're trying to get their name out there. So I'm hoping this helps.
Well, hell yeah, man. Me too. Like I said, like I went just to go listen to the song that you picked, and you picked the song called Reboot. And yeah. I ended up listening I think there was like 7 tracks on the record. You can go find them at cityofthedead.bandcamp.com. For anybody right. interested, you know, go, show them some love. Go make a purchase. Go buy this record because I think I'm going to after today. It's an awesome hidden gem that you picked because, like I said, I wasn't sure what you were gonna come up with. A lot of people have been going like the old school route, like something from like 92 or 99, yeah. which is great, which is absolutely great. Oh, but I absolutely love it when somebody can find like a hidden gem that's out and about today, and you fucking nailed it, bro.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm glad you like it too. Show Grant, show all your friends. Again, like these guys, they need to play around here more often because people would love them.
Yeah, hell yeah!
It helps get their name out and stuff. And I mean, I follow some of the Cleveland venues and the scene and all that up there. I don't know how many shows because some Cleveland venues are very picky. You know how it is,
right?
And I don't know how many they get to jump onto. We're down here. There's so many. That we'll take them in on any show that's relevant going
to
help.
Thank you so much for doing this for me, man. It's awesome no to problem. It's awesome to talk with you finally about a metal band. We're gonna have to do this again sometime for sure.
Oh yeah, just whenever. Just hit me up.
All right, brother. Well, you have yourself a lovely day, dude. Thank you again, man.
Me too.
All right, brother.
No problem. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.